My name is Jed Nussbaum, and I play guitar and mandolin and sing in a band called the Dodgy Mountain Men. We call ourselves Stompgrass, and it's kind of like this mixture of like bluegrass and the blues, you know, and that real stompy, like swampy, rootsy feel, you know. And so like it's just kind of like, I guess one of the things I like the most about that kind of music, that kind of folk music, is that it's really like, there's just a lot of tradition there, you know. There's a lot of like stories and history, and it's just a real connection with like the roots of this country and stuff like that, you know. And we play around a lot with like the more outlaw side of things, since the Dodgy Mountain Men, you know. So it's a lot of like murder ballads and crazy stories and stuff like that, and it's just kind of fun. It's just fun to tell these crazy stories. Just really love the groove that they get into and the groove that we get into now. We just have made really good friends with my bandmates. We just actually got done doing some dates out in Washington and Oregon, went out to Portland and Seattle and stuff like that, and that was kind of our first time out of Montana. Played four nights in a row, first time we've ever done that, and it was a good learning, you know, experience, kind of learning how to like play shows out of our comfort zone and how to, you know, cohabitate with each other in a, you know, little minivan for 4 days and stuff like that. And yeah, it's just, I love it. It's all I want to do. I think it's all through the Rockies, you know. Like I think Colorado kind of brought this movement of like string bands and bluegrassy stuff to like the Rocky Mountains, and it just kind of like it just stuck, you know. People, it's, you know, I mean, it makes sense. You're in the mountains, you're in the countryside. It's not an urban style of music by any means. It doesn't really talk about urban things, you know. Like I couldn't imagine like writing a song about a cell phone or something. Like, it makes sense. It makes sense because it's topical. It's about like, you know, we write songs by and large about where we're from. You know, we write about Montana and, you know, the weather and traveling around and living in the mountains and stuff like that. And so like people relate to it because, you know, that's where they live. That's how they live, you know, and stuff like that. But it is funny, you know, because Missoula, like, they love their bluegrass.
It's called Tell Me Lies. One, two, three.
Hi, my name is 907 Britt, and I just moved to Missoula from Alaska this summer so that I can play music with all the fine, talented people here and live in a place where music is so wholly appreciated. Yeah, you know, we had a wonderful time. I knew that it was going to be a good show because it was actually the first time I got to play with Ted and Richie together on a stage like that. So I wanted to record it. So we had a videographer come, and so we have HD footage of it, and we got audio out of the board, which, you know, wasn't the greatest. Live music, it's really hard to get a good recording, but we definitely made a nice video, and so I felt good about that. I can share it with my friends back home up in Alaska. I've written a lot of great songs this summer and had fun and busy, been playing about four shows a week. Play every Thursday morning at the Wheat Montana from 9 to 11, and that's a really wonderful time to come hear me because you just never know who I'm going to have with me. Sometimes I've got different mandolin players from out of town. I've had four different mandolin players there, and we had the bassist there last week, and it's just super fun there, and just free music. Just come in, have a cup of coffee, do that. And then I play a lot at the Ten Spoon Winery, and Richie Reinholdt and I have our duo going, and we just kind of got our first photograph and our first YouTube video, so we're ready to start rolling out our carpet. Tell me that
I'm not heading down. Hi, I'm Sky Burns. My role in Zoograss is I just booked the music and invented it, I guess. Just wanted, you know, a festival that people go to downtown that was really cheap and still had great music. I had a great time. In the last 2 years, though, there's just been a total resurgence of crazy bluegrass pickers in town, and some of the best musicians I've ever seen in town have actually been bluegrass musicians. Kind of traditional, you know, when you have a Saturday bluegrass fest, it should be family friendly. Everybody should be able to come. And like that, you know, that was great to have all those people, awesome musicians. The Alley Cats are just ridiculous, just picking outside and having a good time. And all the passerbyers that were at the hot dog eating contest kind of were like, wow, there's bluegrass at the Hat. And would really like to get a kids bluegrass band there next time I do one of these. I think that'd be pretty toppy.